Good evening. This is Topic A on Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. At 10 past the hour during our 5 o'clock broadcast, we'll talk about issues in the community, things that are coming up news-wise and things like that. And we wanted to talk about a requirement that was recently changed, if you will, regarding athletic eligibility at Galesburg High School. That's brought some questions and maybe a little controversy. I don't know. But nonetheless, one of the people to talk about that is one of the people on a committee that helped decide this matter in some ways. It's Jeff Flater, the athletic director at Galesburg High School. Jeff, good evening and thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Good evening. Well, yeah, happy to be here.
Yeah, we're certainly glad to have you. We're talking specifically about, and you want to explain this for me to make sure I have it clear, a requirement in terms of athletic eligibility at the high school level regarding grade point average. That's essentially going away, as I understand it.
Yes, essentially the grade point average component of it. Our athletic eligibility is much more stringent than the IHSA regulation, which, if you read it by the code, they have to pass 25 credit hours, blah, blah, blah. Well, interpreted means our students have to pass 3 out of 4 classes in our 4-block schedule. Our previous policy, our existing policy is kind of a three-tiered process or a three-tiered eligibility process. Tier one is the minimum standard of the IHSA, which is our students have to pass 3 out of 4 classes. The second tier was they have to achieve a minimum grade point average of 1.75. That's more stringent than the IHSA. The IHSA does not have a minimum grade point average. The third tier, which is kept in place, is students have to be on track to graduate. It is a second tier or second hurdle, so to speak, that students presented to the board and that the board passed at the last Board of Education meeting.
Can you talk
a little why?
Yeah, go ahead.
It was very confusing to parents. It was confusing to kids, and it's difficult to track. Not real difficult to track, but it got real confusing to parents and to kids because a student could pass every single class, be eligible to play all term long, and then at the end of the term, if they didn't achieve a minimum 1.75 grade point average, then they're ineligible for the next term, possibly to regain their eligibility at midterm. And, you know, we felt that that was eliminating opportunities for our kids, that we were our policy was more stringent than anybody else's policy in the area, you know, in comparatively speaking. And, you know, but we're not doing away with the IHSA minimum or the IHSA standard of they have to pass 3 out of 4 classes. That has to be in place, and it still is in place.
So more or less, I guess the short version of this is you're coming, perhaps, for lack of a better term, more in line with IHSA standards than you were previously. Is that fair to say?
Very fair to say, and it's very accurate. We're still maintaining a little bit higher standard than the IHSA in terms of on track to graduate, which is, again, not a part of the IHSA rules. So that part of it still is in place. The only part that we're eliminating is the 1.75.
Playing kind of devil's advocate here a little bit, Jeff, why not have a requirement that's more stringent than perhaps what the standard might be? Why not make it so that it maybe sends maybe a message that we're really serious about not only having good quality athletes, but good quality student athletes?
Well, I think we send that message anyway. Our coaches, not just the coaches, but the activities sponsors as well, do a lot of things in terms of trying to stay on top of eligibility. We do a weekly eligibility where the coaches know who's getting a D or who's getting an F. We send out a weekly academic voucher to the kids that are receiving at least an F so that they have to meet with their teacher, the parents have to sign off on it, the coach has to sign off on it, and it gets turned into me. We're doing some things that that we feel are a little more proactive than reactive. you know, I believe that was probably, well, the reason why they put it in the beginning. But it's, again, when I say it's kind of confusing, in trying to explain situations to parents, well, no, your son or daughter was able to play all term long. However, because they didn't achieve the minimum standard of 1.75 and they passed every class, they're not eligible to play.
Yeah, it certainly does sound like that would be confusing, and of course, eliminating confusion in that regard isn't a bad thing. I guess maybe I'm showing my age, but it seemed like when I was in school, and granted, in a different school district, that the grade point average was the only indicator of athletic eligibility at one point or another.
I don't know when that would have been, Will, because
a long time ago.
Yeah, I've been an athletic director for 24 years.
Yeah.
And it's always been in terms of what's in line with the IHSA policy.
Okay. Do you see any other changes in terms of eligibility down the road that you might want to make, or do you think you have it to where it's fair and equitable and perhaps most importantly easy to understand?
I think you hit it right on the head. It is fair and equitable, easy to understand. It doesn't minimize anything in terms of what everybody else is doing, you know, in meeting the IHSA requirements. So, no, I absolutely see no other changes with our athletic eligibility whatsoever. If we did, then I think we'd be in violation of the IHSA standards. So, you know, I still think that it's important, and it keeps, you know, the fact that kids have to be on track to graduate, which is a step above what the IHSA requires. The only thing that we dropped was the 1.75.
Real quickly, Jeff, folks, parents specifically can call your office if they have questions, I'm sure.
Absolutely. You know, I encourage that. Email me. I get 100,000 emails a day, so I'll try to get back to them. But I, you know, phone calls or emails, I encourage that. You know, I don't know that there was misinformation put out there. I think maybe misperception on
sure.
That we're making this a lot easier. So, Will, I really appreciate you having me on to try to help clarify this a little bit.
It's our pleasure.
Yeah, you know, and it's not a situation where we want to, you know, we're trying to make everybody eligible and all that. No, we still have standards.
Right.
We still have the same standards that the IHSA has promoted for years and years and years. And in no way whatsoever are we minimizing those. You know, we want to be able to give our kids the same opportunities that other schools give their kids and being held to the same standards that those schools are doing. And we are.
Yeah.
And we even, again, have a little bit higher standard in terms of on track to graduate.
We have, we're flat out of time, but just in a couple of seconds left, real quickly, tell me how's the spring season going so far?
Wet. We're just all wet. You know, we can't get softball or baseball games in. Track, we just finished our track seasons, or not seasons, we finished our home track meets last week with the boys' invite and the girls' invite the week before that. Everybody's competing. You know, we're having a lot of fun. We're having some success. Baseball had a good time down in Florida and went 3-4, but just had a tremendous experience. And now we're getting in the heart of our season. So things are hot and heavy for sure.
All right, very good. Jeff Lader, athletic director at Galesburg High School, thanks again so much for your time, and good luck getting the rest of the spring season going here.
Absolutely, Will. I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Again, Jeff Lader with Galesburg High School on Galesburg's Evening News. We'll have more coming up.